The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we are not to fight back, that we're not to be looking for vengeance, that we're not to be getting angry with people and so on. And this is not an easy task. Now, the other side of that is to ask the question, is he telling us that we just have to be pacifists? No, that's not what he's saying at all. But what he's saying is that what we have to do is always to seek God's will. So in other words, it may be you look at the first reading and you see what happened in the boat, and it's absolutely unjust and absolutely evil. Of course, pretty much everything Jezebel did was pretty evil. But nonetheless, you look at that and say, so should Naboth have not fought back? In that case, it wasn't going to do any good. And so we look at ourselves and we say, all right, if this happens to us, how are we supposed to handle it? First of all, Scripture says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. The Lord will handle it. We don't have to. We have a right to defend ourselves. We have an obligation, actually, to defend others. So in other words, if you have a family, you have an obligation to defend your children, defend your spouse. You don't have to defend yourself. You have a right to do so, but you don't have to. But we have to be able to look at what's going on the inside. If we're going to defend our family members or anyone else who is innocent, it needs to be done out of a sense of charity, not out of a sense of anger. And that's where we tend to get ourselves into lots of trouble. The anger comes rushing forward and we act out of anger. And how easy it is to do that. Now, we may have been right in the thing itself, because what the other person was doing was unjust. But doing something angrily and unjustly is just as unjust as what they were doing. So we have to do the right thing for the right reason. We look at the 2,000-year history of the church, and we see all the martyrs who didn't fight back, who gave themselves over because of their love for God. And in fact, we can look at some of the martyrs and recognize it is precisely the shedding of their blood that either brought about the conversion of pagan societies or put an end to persecutions of the church or whatever it may be. So if we can accept the injustice and we can offer it to God, that has immense value, spiritually speaking. It's still unjust. It's still going to hurt. But again, we have to look at what's going on within our own selves. Is the Lord perhaps using some of these things to help us to be more patient, to be more meek, to be more humble, to be more charitable? Who knows what he's trying to do? Sometimes if a person is too passive, the Lord actually will allow these things to force the person to stand up and to be able to do what's right. So sometimes it's to be silent, sometimes it's to speak up. We have to discern those things in prayer. But we have to, regardless, look deep down, even if it's to stand up and to do the right thing. Like I said earlier, it has to be done in charity, not in anger. Sometimes people who tend to be very quiet and passive, the only time they will stand up is when they are ready to explode. And then it comes out all backwards and sideways and upside down because they're so angry when it comes out that it's not good. So the balance is always what we have to be looking at. And what is God's will? Because if it's God's will that we have to accept the injustice as our Lord did, if it's his will even that we would be martyred, then why would we fight it? But if it's his will that we have to stand up against the evil, then that's what we need to do. So it has to come out of prayer. It has to come from seeking the will of God. That's what we always have to be about. And that's not easy in certain circumstances. It's hard to know what God wants when there's something evil that's going on. But that's where we have to be able to be rooted in prayer so that we can seek His will, that no matter what happens, we can at least stay at peace. So if He wants us to just accept, or if He wants us to stand up, at least we can be at peace. And no matter what we do, we can still act in charity. That's the proper response. Meekness and charity. That's what we have to be about. Neither of those is easy in unjust situations. And yet, that's exactly what we see our Lord doing. It's what we see the saints doing. And it's what we see that God is asking us to do as well.